Okay, today's daf is Meister Sheni, daf Lamed Zayin, and we are on Lamed Vav Amabez, explaining the last line. The Gemara just said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Hektish and Meister Sheni have differences if I'm poed to them onto money, and I have a larger amount of money than the actual worth of the fruit. Rabbi Yochanan says, Hektish epitoyo yoser aldama of tafas as akol on Lamed Vav Amabez. If Hektish, I was paid more than its value, that fills up, so to speak, the money that I used, that's all Kadosh, even though it's worth more. Meiser Sheni, but not Meiser Sheni, Meiser Sheni that I redeemed for more than its value, so then there's still space on that money. It's not all Meiser Sheni. Ma ben Hektish, ma ben Meiser Sheni. What's the difference? So Amar Rabbi Imi said, Shekein Adam Matsui Lios Marbe Begdesho. Because it's common for people to be Marbe in their Hektish. What does that mean? People are more forthcoming, it seems, with their Hektish. The Gra says here, Daito Laharbos Behekdesho. People are nervous and scared when something is Hektish, and it seems like they're Marba, they want to give to Hektish, and they're more forthcoming in their actions. Again, this might be because being Maktish something is something very serious. And when I'm Maktish it, I take it seriously, and I would even err on the side of more. Right? That's the Ran in Adarim explains the concept of Toka de Dibur. Remember the Gemara there says in the Dharam Daf Pezayin that even though usually we have the principle of Toka de Dibur Kedibur Dami, that one can retract within a certain amount of time, Toka de Dibur, or not even retraction. Right? That Gemara, as we mentioned in the past, is the most extreme usage of Toka de Dibur, not in the context of any type of retraction. The Gemara there, if you remember, is about Kriya, that if somebody hears, they know there's a chiv of Kriya on a relative, if somebody hears that the relative died and they did Kriya, and then they find out that it was the wrong relative that they tore for it, that's one case, but the case that we want to talk about is they found out that the relative had not died yet, but they died within Toka de Dibur of the Kriya. That's the case. He fainted. They thought he died. And only afterwards he died. So he's not Yotzi de Kriya because he tore before the death. But then, Amr Shim ben Pazi, Amr Yeshua ben Levi, Mishim bar Kapara, Lo Shanu el Shemes Lachak de Dibur. It says only if Lachak de Dibur he died, Aval Batok de Dibur, Kedibur Dami. But Batok de Dibur, if the person died within Tok de Dibur of my Kriya, Kedibur Dami. Right? That's the context in Shas where you know clearly that Tok de Dibur, it proves it, is not just a Schus Chazara. It's not just, okay, you can retract, you said Akala Kadosh, you can say Amelach HaKadosh. That has nothing to do with retraction. It has to do with increments of time. You look at time in increments, in Toka de Dibur increments. You know, we know there's something called seconds and minutes and hours, but there's something that's called Toka de Dibur. They're Toka de Diburs, and that's how Halacha measures time in certain contexts. So that's what the Gemara says. You always measure it in Toka de Dibur increments, except for four exceptions. V'ilzak Toka de Dibur kedibur dami, chutz mi megadef, v'oved avodizara u'mekadesh u'megarish. Those four. And the Rambam says also Hektish. Right? L'chora, he expands that from Mekadesh. That goes on the list of the Kiddushin Hektish comparisons. What is the reason that these four are exceptional? So that's the Ram there that says, because these four have a high level of Das related to them. People don't get involved unless they are very serious and know exactly what they're doing. V'nira be'enai, says the Ram. By other things, when people do them, they don't have to be fully focused and decided. People, they know they have retraction time. They're not going to be as careful. Since these are very stringent, people only do them with Haskama Gemura, with clear-cut intentions. Umishim hachi, chazara afilu b'toch de dibur lo mahani. That is why chazara, even toch de dibur, is not going to help. The Ran then quotes his great-grand Rebbe, the Ramban, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that maybe it's all takana de Rabbanan. Takana de Rabbanan to be able to retract. right? That's the context. You see your Rebbe, and in the middle of doing a business deal. Right, that's Rabbeinu Tam. Takanta to kintim rabbanim mishum tamar alokech mekach upaga baraba shiuchal litin lo shalom v'hishu midoseyem b'chol mili bar mihani. V'lo nichli, the Ran doesn't like that daya. V'chi bezdin masnin lakar dover men haTorah lo olam b'kum v'asei b'nedarim. Right, so it doesn't sound like it's din rabbanim, says the Ran, but that's the Ran in the context of Tok de Dibur, a more serious way that you take various halachic contexts. So maybe that's also related to here. Other matzui lios marbe behekdesho. A person is matzui to be marbe because hekdesh is something serious, and I want to make sure that I give hekdesh what they are supposed to. What they're supposed to get. Also, depends. I think we mentioned some achronim say Meister Sheni. It's kind of I have to do Meister Sheni. It's tevel otherwise. And I'm kind of forced, and it's not totally just my voluntary goodwill. By hekdesh, generally, I'm makdish something on my own goodwill, and therefore maybe I'm more in control of it. It's good. So the Gemara says that's why Maaser Sheni doesn't fill up its money if it's more than the value, or hekdesh does. Because the person is matsui to be marbe. Says the Gemara, b'zeira boy, kumi rabbi imi, nivdok oso ha'ish, v'yamar lo l'chakles kavanti. What if you asked the guy? And the guy said, oh, I didn't know the money was more than the value of the item. I didn't realize that. So what if he tells you that he was mistaken and he didn't want to use that much money? Amalei. So Rabimi says, look at Shivdog. Okay, fine. If there's no low plug here. If you check and he didn't want to give that amount, then only that amount is done. Right? The other amount is done. Chaim Kadievsky, look at Shivdog for Yomar Kane in Achinami. Delo Tafas es Hakol. Af behektish. Elastama amrina de daito laharbos. It's just stama that we say das to be marbe, but it's not automatic. If you look in the Gilyoni Ashasi Yosef angle here, he says ah nafkamina if the person dies before you get to ask him, right? Or if the person becomes a mute and he can't talk anymore, so that's nafkamina. And you would assume that he wanted to be marbe. That's what you assume nafkamina leimase oh. Nishtatek dinechshavim kol ma'os apidyon hektesh vaday. Because there's a similar discussion in the Yerushalmi and Ksubis, but that's Rabbi Yosef Engels, nafkamina right here. Good. We don't always say lo plug. You don't say lo plug if it has to do with a person's das. This is not a magical halacha. Lamaisa. Maybe in the Havamina we thought there's something about Hector special, but here it's not a magical halacha. Right? Like Toka de Dibor, by all of the Toka de Dibors, we don't say that, oh, he was just joking. Right? One of them is Kiddushin. If somebody says, Haram Kudesh Libidabaz Zuklas Moshe of Yisrael, and then within Toka de Dibor he says, just joking, we don't say we're Choshish for the Kiddushin. We're Choshish for the Kiddushin. So there is something automatic about these contexts. But here it's not. Here the Gemara says it's not automatic. The value is only transferred to the full if we don't know stama or if he confirms that thought. Rabbi Yona says, third line, Kaman to Amar, will go with the Girsa of the Mefarshim. Kaman to Amar kinechasav. I understand this, that there's a difference between Hektish and Maaser Sheni. If you hold Maaser Sheni, Mamon Hedyot. The Machlokas of Yehuda Rabbi Meir. Kaman to Amar kinechasav. If you say that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Hedyot, then you understand the difference between Maaser Sheni and Hektish. Baram, Kaman to Amar eno kinechasav. Right, we flip the Girsa. But if you say Maaser Sheni is not like your nechasim. Maaser Sheni is kamama gavoha in certain ways. Then ma bein hektish, ma bein Maaser Sheni. What would be the difference? Well, there is if they're both mama gavoha, and the Gemara reiterates and answers, but it's still about the person's das. Even if you want to say lumdis wise, it's mama gavoha. Still, Amar of Yosi lo king kvar itmar taimo. We already said shekin adam matzui lios marbe bekdesho. In people's minds. Right, that's the difference. Right, you're right. In terms of halachic definitions, it might be similar categories, mamon gavoa, but still in terms of das of a person, so there could still be differences. Fine. So that's one difference between Maaser Sheni and Hektish, whether a person is, it's tofes es hakol. Now we have another difference. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hektish shepidoy v'lahos of chomesh hareze padui. By hektish, if you're makdish something and the person who was makdish it is poded, he has to add on a chomesh. He has to add on a chomesh. If he didn't add on a chomesh, it's still nifta. It's still padui. Hektish shepatayu v'lohosef chomesh hareze padui. It still works, says the Gemara. Meiser sheni shefidayu v'lohosef chomesh hareze eno padui. Meiser sheni does not work. Meiser sheni, if I didn't give the chomesh, so then the whole pidyon didn't work, and the fruit are still with Kushas Meiser sheni. I can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim until I give the chomesh. The chomesh is ma'akev. Ask the Gemara, ma bein hektish ma bein meiser sheni. What's the difference between Hektish and Meiser Sheni? They're both pidyons. They both have a requirement of a chomesh. Why should there be a difference? Amar Rabbi Hila. Rabbi Hila says, Hektish yesh lo tovin, Meiser Sheni ain lo tovin. Hektish, there's somebody that's going to knock on your door and try to get your money. Hektish yesh lo tovin. There's a gizbar, right? There's a gabai of the Beis HaMikdash. Marafolda, Hagizbarim Yitva'u Mimenu Achomesh. They're going to come. Meiser Sheni, there's no Tovim. There's no Tovim. There's no specific Levi. It belongs to Mamana Shevet. But there's no Tovim. I'm sorry. There's not. You have to eat it in Yerushalayim. And nobody's going to come and demand it. It's yours. So you might come to forget it. Right? Says the Marafolda, Dilma Yishkach Velo Yosef Chomesh. Maybe you won't add on. So therefore, we say, Midrabanan. Chazal say Midrabanan, without the Chomesh, we're not going to let this pidyon kick in. And they have that power. They have that power to prevent the chalos. So Hektish seems like Me'ikar Adin, it works. Me'ikar Adin, it works. The Chomesh is not Ma'akev. But Meiser Sheni, Chazal say, it's going to be Ma'akev because Ein Lo Tovim, we don't want you to forget. That's the second chiluk that we have between Meiser Sheni and Hektish. Again, number one, whether it's if you're poded Yoser al Damav, whether it's Tovis as a call or not. And number two, if you didn't give the Chomesh, it does the pidyon work? So Gemara just clarifies again. Rabbi Yona Boi, Keman to Amar, we against which the Gersa Kinachasav. When does this chiluk work? When do we understand the difference between Meiser Sheni and Hektish? If we say Meiser Sheni is Mamon Hedyot, then we understand well why there's a difference. Baram Keman to Amar Eino Kinechasav, who, if it's not Kinechasav, it's Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. So Mamon Hektish by Meiser Sheni, what's the difference? What would be the difference between the two? Right? Is there something fundamental in the chiluk? And the Gemara answers again, no. It's not a fundamental chiluk. Amr Rav Yosi v'lo kfar itmar taima, we just said, Hektash yesh lo tovin, Meiser Sheni ein lo tovin. We're choshesh that if people aren't pushed to give something, if people aren't have this mechayiv, so then it's going to lead to problems, right? We have the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, and the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah tells me about memashkenin or ein memashkenin. If there's something that is important to people and is going to get them a kapara, then we assume that they're going to take care of it. But if not, you know, we're human and we push things off and we forget. So that's the difference between Hektish and Meiser Sheni. And that is why Chazal say the Chomesh is going to be Ma'akev in this circumstance. Getting back to the Mishnah now. Getting back to the Mishnah. Hapode Meiser Sheni Shalom. Somebody is Pode is on Meiser Sheni, as we said, Mosiv Alav Chamishiso, Bein Shu Shalom, Bein Sheni Talom B'Matana. As we saw in the Mishnah, whether it's given as a matana to you or it's yours, to be poda Meiser Sheni. Right now it's yours. So Masnisa to Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah seems to be supporting the sheet of Rabbi Meir. To Rabbi Meir Amar, Ein Matana Kemecher. We've quoted Rabbi Meir a number of times already in these Shiurim. Rabbi Meir Shita by Yovel. The context of Yovel, we know by Yovel, all lands return to their original owner. Steachuza goes back. And the question is that only from sales? From sales, they for sure go back. What about from gifts? If somebody gave a gift, that's a machlokes and meseches bechoros and dafnun beis, whether a gift is like a mecher or not. Rabbi Meir says, a matana is not like a mecher. Gifts don't go back when it comes to Yovel. Gifts stay. Gifts survive Yovel. While the Rabbanan say, no. Gifts do not survive Yovel. Gift is like a mecher, matana kemecher. So the Gemara is saying, hey, it says here that Meiser Sheni, you're allowed to give a matana. You're not giving him a matana. You're not allowed to do business. We learned in the first Mishnah in the Misachta, you can't do business with Meiser Sheni. So the fact that the Gemara here, the Mishnah here says that you can give him a matana, there's a possibility. It must be a matana is not like mecher. That's what the Gemara says. Matan masnisa derabbi meir derameir omer ein matana kemecher. It must be that the Mishnah is reflecting Rameir Shita that matana is not like mecher. So let's, we'll talk about that, but let's just finish the flow. Amar Rav Yonah Devar Yakoldi. Rav Yonah says, no, I disagree. The Mishnah could even be according to everyone. Either Rabbanan say Matana is like mecher, meaning if Matana is like mecher, then you shouldn't be able to give a Meiser Sheni as a gift. Right? Just like you can't sell Meiser Sheni, you shouldn't be able to give Meiser Sheni as a gift. So the Gemara answers, Tiftar Beperes, as the Rambam said this on the Mishnah. If you remember, we said this at the when we did on the Mishnah. Tiftar Beperes, Shein Tvul, on the Meiser. Maybe it was given as Tevel. If somebody gave me fruit as Tevel, so then it's not Meiser Sheni yet. So even if you say Meiser Sheni cannot be sold, cannot be given, but if it's given to me in Tevel, then I don't see it as Meiser Sheni yet, and one would be able to give it. Again, person can't give Tevel to an Amara, so you don't think it's going to be Mafresh properly, but here, if you give it as Tevel, that's how it works. Even if the Rabbanon who say Matana is Kemecher, maybe that our Mishnah could be reflective of their Shita too. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. No, you can't. You're telling me that when it says Meiser Sheni in our Mishnah, it means given in a state of Tevel? But doesn't this Mishnah have to be parallel to the Mishnah later on in the next parak? The Hadatanina, we learned in the Mishnah later on Daf Nun Beis, towards the end of the Masechta. The Mishnah says there, remember the fifth parak is all about Ravai. All about Ravai. And the Mishnah there says that Hapode, I'm reading Nun Beis Amin Aleph. If you're Podi or Neta Ravai, most of Alav Chamishiso, Bein Shu Shalo, Bein Shu Yitzalo Bamatana. So it's a very parallel Lashon. So our Gemara says, "V'hadet taninan hapoden etter Ravai shalom mosav alav chamishiso," and it says there whether it's yours given a matana islacha meimar. Could you still suggest and think to say that our Mishnah beperishi tulin lemaiser sheni? Our Mishnah is about a case of tevel. But 1 second, that Mishnah can't be about tevel. There's no such thing as tevel when it comes to Ravai. Ravai is just fourth year fruit. V'hadet taninan lenetta Ravai. Lo lenet ravai atzmo, doesn't that Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis have to mean actual ravai? So here too, l'chora, it has to be actual Meiser Sheni, to be parallel. We switch the girsa from a brum to an oif also. Oif hacha, Meiser havi sof chamemer. Don't you ultimately have to say that the Meiser, it's actual Meiser Sheni in our Mishnah, and if it's actual Meiser Sheni, that was given, and not Tevel, then we're back to the original statement that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir against the Rabbanan. And that is the Maskana here in our Gemara, right? It has to be parallel, and just like over there, Ravai has to be actual Ravai, so to hear Meiser Sheni has to be actual Meiser Sheni. Who says you can give Meiser Sheni by Matana? It must be like Rabbi Meir, who says Matana is not like Mecher. The Gemara might have said, you could have been Mechalik between the two contexts. Maybe what's Matana, even if the Rabbanan say Matana is Kemecher by Yovel, maybe Matana is not going to be Kemecher by Meiser Sheni. Maybe there are different contexts and different standards in the different areas. But the Gemara doesn't suggest that. The Gemara suggests that we compare the two contexts, and therefore Lomaskana here, our Mishnah must only be going according to Rabbi Meir. The Rasilio points out that the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Nun Dalid has a different Maskana. The Gemara there has an Ukimta. Where Ukimta says that maybe our Mishnah is about where Smadar, a very early stage of the fruit. If it's very early stage, maybe it's not called Mama Gavoa yet, and there's no issue of selling. So maybe that's the Rasilio says that's a different way to understand, but our Gemara here in the Yerushalmi does not make such an Ukimta. The idea of all lands going back is part of the larger mitzvah of Yovel. Right, we know Yovel has a couple of mitzvahs related to it. There isn't a separate mitzvah of the lands going back, but it's part of the mitzvah. If you look in the Chinuch and mitzvah Shin Lamed, mitzvah Shin 330, that's the mitzvah of counting Yovel. Limnos Hashanim, Sheva Shanim, Shanim Ad Shnasa Yovel, Be'eret Yisrael, Achar Shehit Nachal Nuba. Right, once we started counting the years, once we went in. Misharshe HaMitzvah Tzad HaPshat, says the Chinuch, Sheratza Hashem Lahodiya La'amo Ki Yakol Shelo. Hashem wanted to let his nation know everything is his. Ula Basof Yashuv Kol Davar La'asher Chafetz Bo Litzna B'tchila. Everything is going to go back to its original state. Avadim, Karka, Kiloa Aretz, Kemoshakasav, Kiliya Aretz. The mitzvah Zushal Svira Shana Shana, with this mitzvah of counting each year, Yarchiku Atzmam, they will distance themselves, Shelo Yigzulu Karka Chaveram, Vlo Yachmaduhu Belibam. They won't steal it or desire it, Because every year they'll know there, oh, it's 26 till Yovel, 28 till Yovel. They'll know it's coming. Because they know Yovel, that's their limit. V'daitam ki akol shav la'asher chafetz hakel shetihye lo. V'inyin zesha Yovel domek tzas l'mashenog lasos v'malchusa da'ara. Right, it's similar to what's done in some lands. Shelovkin adnus mizman lizman me'arei habitzuras ashelos areim. Sometimes the king takes certain lands from officers. Lahaskir lamiras ha'adon, to let them know that I'm in charge. Let them know that I'm in charge. V'chein adavar hazeh sherotz Hashem sheyashuv kol karka la'asher lo achuzes ha'aretz mimenu baruchu. Hashem wanted the lands to go back to who He originally gave it to. V'chein kol eved ish. Right, every Eved will go and become in the Rishus of Hashem. Ulam Malche Eretz Yasu Kein Liyirasam Pen Yimridu Asarim Bahem. The only difference is that human kings do this to keep the fear and the awe in the minds and hearts of their subjects. V'Kel Baruch Hu Tziva La'amo Kein L'Zakosam L'Tiv Lam. The reason Hashem gave it to us is to give us chuyos and mitzvahs, to remind us, yeah, that He's in charge, but it's also a mitzvah. Ki Hashem chafetz lehitiv lahem b'tuvo hagadol. Some of Farshim point out that Yosef did this too. Yosef in the, in Mitzrayim, he switched everybody around. Part of it, Rashi quotes, that he didn't want to make the Shvatim feel bad, because the Shvatim were strangers, but he made everybody feel stranger. And he made everybody feel like they're Meshubit to Paro, and to the government, and to the Mishnah Lamelech. Right, and that's the message of the Sefer Chinuch here of everything going back to where it started. Then he quotes Kabbalistically, he says, Ot shamati mipiach hachamim sheish b'inyin ha-yovel sod nifla. So nifla regarding sevens. Ki bo nirmas kol yimei olam v'shanav. Inyin shvi'iyos, he continues and discusses that Shmini Yetzeres, and that's Shvuis, and a lot of the sevens that are mentioned here. Okay, he discusses also why we don't count for other countings. V'yim tish'a lama chivu zichronim levracha limnos hashanim sheva sheva midasim v'savarta lecha v'lo re'inu me'olam shi'im nehazav yimei sviro v'lo hazava yimei svirasa. Right, Tosfos and Ksubas talks about this, why there's no mitzvah of counting. Av al pish ha'kasabam v'safra lo zulasi shechayevim yishinu leiv al yamim. They have to be put their layer, the focus on Shivan Akiyam, but no miss of counting. Only by Yovel is there a mitzvah to count with a bracha. There are other mitzvahs of counting, count days of Nikiyam, and maybe count days till you become Tahar. Chuvas davar zema shikdamti lechabro sifri. Ki kol inyan Torah talui bepir shemakubo. The kamak suvim nirim behefach zemizet. The kamak kushios akam asiris yischacho akom ishalo yado. So he says, right, that's that's not the greatest thing to keep focusing on. Zava and others. Oh, there's no mitzvah. It's not to have to count your Zava days, but to count Yovel, that's something more major. Okay, so that's a little bit, that's where the Machlokas is, where the Gemara quotes about Matana Kemecher or Matana Lav Kemecher. Here we go, Mishnah. Ma'arimin al Ma'aser Sheni. You're allowed to Ma'arim. What is Ma'arim mean? A very important Rambam. The Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos. We mentioned the concept of Harama the past couple of days. But there is, the Rambam teaches us in the parak called Ketzad Ma'arimin. Right? That's the name of the fifth parak in Tzmura, where the Ketzad Ma'arimin al HaBachor. How do you get rid of, prevent the Kedushas Bechor from happening? So the Rambam, the Tosfos Yontif, there quotes the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos. The Rambam says there's a difference between Tachbula and, or Arma and Mirma. Arma and Mirma. Tachbulos, it says Ma'arim in there. Tachbulos haheter tikra Arma. V'she'eno laheter tikra Mirma. Right? Loopholes that are built in loopholes that Halakha says one is allowed to use, that's called Arma. And if it's an usser, not positive way of doing things, then it would be called Mirma. Afapi, and he continues, Shenimsa Mirma Eitzel Yaakov Ubnei Yaakov, and the uncle says, calls that Chuchmesa, Ukemochein Timsa Lahargo Be'arma, says the Tosfos Yontif, you're quoting, Lashon Torah Luchud, Lashon Chachamim Luchud. Don't compare what it says in the Torah and Chazal. Chazal have a chilek that the Rambam says between Mirma and Arma, the difference between the two. There are a whole svarim, Rabbi Daniel Feldman just came up with a whole sefer on halachic subterfuges. And you can talk about many, many contexts, as we alluded in the last year. What's the difference between different ha'aramos, as the Rosh says, lo kol ha'aramos shavos. Okay, so he continues. So how do we prevent the chomesh? That's what the Mishnah says, that there are ways, there are strategies to prevent yourself from paying the chomesh. Marion alabai sir sheni ketzad. Omer adam, so one way. Omer adam l'chaveiro. Lubno bito agdolim. Somebody says to somebody who is financially independent of them, they say to their older son or daughter, who are financially independent, la'avdo l'shif chosa ha'ivrim, or avadim that are Jews. Helach ma'os ha'elu, uvetelach ez ma'iser zeh. We'll see what actually is happening in the Gemara. But the person says, take this money and redeem for you the ma'iser. So what exactly did he transfer? The money, the fruit? So we'll have to see in the Gemara. Avalo yomar kein, lubno bitok tanim. He could, it's not going to work if he says this to his young children, to his children who are ktanim. La'avdol shefchasu ha'kananim, or his Kanani avadim ebreisha yadon kiyado, because there they don't have separate independent financial status. They're just like them, just like the person himself redeeming. Look at the Rasiolio. He quotes all the sources here for these not being financially independent. What he says by avdo shivchaso kananim de gufan kanilo viyad eved kiyad rabo dami, right? They're guf. Right, there's a kinyan isser in the eved. Hilkach lo yotza adain mitachas rabo mosav chomesh. So if the eved gets it, it's mine. So I have to be mosav chomesh. Ubitok tana yadok yaravia dami. And that's a din daraisa. Bitok tana is like yaravia, right? Masi yadeha. Right? Bino, that's a drabanan. The rabbanan said, the mitzia shalaviv, right? Based on the mizonos that he's going to have to do. But it's all different days. These are extensions. The Rishonim, Gitin Samachay, Tosa Rush, ask, what does the Mishnah say here? You can't use a katan because they're not financially independent of you. But without that problem, you would be able to use a katan. What, maisim of tanim are valid? What does that mean? You can't use a katan because he's not financially independent. It says Tosfos, Gittin Samachay, v'may mahani b'tias katan, ha'ein maisa katan klum. Tosfos says, oh, maybe we're talking about the muflas samachlish. Maybe we're talking about the year before. The year before Bar and Bat Mitzvah, so we know for Hilchas Nedarim they have certain status. Kiva de Mufla Samach Lish Daraisa, Vichumaso Chuma, Vichilulo Chilul. So it's going to work. It's going to work. And the Tosfos gets into Das Acheres Makne, right? As we know, can you, Tosfos in a few places brings that in, right? And how could you could give it to the Katan, but then he can't give it back to you, but can he be Mechalel? Is that if he's not Mufla Samach Lish? This is a discussion that the Rishonim have there in Gittin Samach Hey. Gittin Samach Hey. Good, we continue. That's the first case. First case. What's the other option? Hayomi Begorin continues the Mishnah. A person's in a threshing floor, Ve'im Biodamos, he has no money. He has no money. The best thing to do is if he had money would be to give money. But he has no money. So what does he do? Ve'im Biodamos, or to give the grain. He says to his friend in the granary, you see this fruit here? They're yours. They're your fruit. And now, now that the fruit is not mine, I can be mechalut. Right? You have the fruits, so I'm saying your fruit is mechulal, your fruit is my shesheni fruit now is chulin because the kedusha is chal on the money in my house. That also gets out of a chomesh because it's not yours. It's not yours. Good. Rabbi Avun Omar is Paul Gunner Blas Rabbi Yosef Bechanina. Rabbi Avun says it's a machlokas, it was Rabbi Yosef Bechanina. Chad Omar. One says, what's the source? What's the source? I'll say it this way. There is a pasuk by Meister Sheni that says Meister Sheni gives a bracha. Right, the pasuk in Ki Yirba B'mcha Derech, Ki Losu Sucha Sa'eso. We're in the context of Pidyon also. What's the bracha? What's the bracha that Maaser Sheni is going to, within the context of Maaser Sheni? Chad Amar, so Gemara says, maybe the bracha is that sometimes you could get out of giving a chomesh. Maybe that's the illusion. Look at the Pnei Moshe. Ki yivarecha Hashem alokecha, mikan ramaz, lamashi hikilu va'amru mutter laharim ala chomesh. There's a remez here. Yesh lecha bracha shem tirtze ma'atarim v'tiftar menachomesh. It's a bracha, keep your money. So maybe the bracha is referring to losing a, not having to pay a chomesh. The charana amar, but the other one says, lama podin oso bishar hazol, what we discussed a few days ago. Why are you allowed to go by the lower value when you're podin? But it's because of a bracha. That's what the bracha is. So 2 days in the Gemara. 2 days in the Gemara about this. You know what? I guess we'll stop here because Gemara's going to talk about what exactly is the case of the Mishnah. What are you giving? Are you giving the money? Are you giving the fruit? The Gemara's about to ask man and kaimin. What are we going to talk about? And I guess we'll start with that next time when we continue this stuff.